Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver. We're going to sit together for 10 minutes. I'm going to give you full instruction, and we're going to start right now. So please take your seat and get settled. You may sit on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front, but it's also fine to sit in a chair. And if you do, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And you may wonder why I say this every single time we start our meditation practice together, if you've been with the Open Heart Project for a while. And that is because so many new people join every week that I feel the need to give the full instruction. But if you are looking for something beyond the full instruction, P.S., in September I'm going to be announcing a new program, so stay tuned. In the meantime, I want to, before we practice, acknowledge that it is not so easy to settle into our meditation practice. Sometimes, many times, all the time, because everybody is so busy and has so many responsibilities. And meditation requires sort of setting all that aside. And even for 10 minutes, it's not so easy. So one way that makes it more natural to sort of just slide right into your meditation practice is to read something before you practice. Read a paragraph, read a page, or even just a paragraph from a book that has to do with meditation practice to you. It should be something that deepens your connection to your practice. And before we begin, I just want to recommend two books that I have found particularly helpful. And if you are looking for a book, you can't go wrong with one of these two. The first one, not so easy to read because it's an all-white cover, is called Turning the Mind into an Ally by Sakyong Mipham. Or on days when I struggle with my practice, I call it Turning the Mind into an Alibi. But really, it's called Turning the Mind into an Ally, and it's by Sakyong Mipham. M-I-P-H-A-M, and these are in the newsletter itself, so don't worry if you miss a spelling or something. And I don't just love this book because Sakyong Mipham is my teacher. I love it because it's one of the best things I have ever read about the practice and the path of meditation. And it's simple, it's direct, it's accessible. And it is specifically about the practice that you and I do together. The other book is called Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind by Shunryu Suzuki. And though it is about the Zen tradition, obviously, it is not in any way different from what we are practicing together. So this is the first book that was recommended to me by my meditation teacher when I began to practice. And with every year that passes, I see more and more why he suggested this book. And it is a classic for very good reason. It's a beautiful, perfect, wonderful book. So I hope that's useful. And without further ado, let's begin our practice for today. So please begin your practice by letting go of all concerns about the rest of the day, the rest of the evening, the rest of your life while you're at it. Why not? And really devote yourself to your practice. You can say to yourself silently, you can say it out loud too, now is my time to practice. And everything else can wait. Sit up straight, but with a sense of ease. The hands are palms down, just above the knee, or in some part of your leg that makes you feel like you're not holding yourself up or pulling yourself up. Let your belly relax. And let your shoulders relax. The mouth is closed, which is awesome because you don't have to talk. And it's so nice to not have to say anything. So connect with a sense of silence and birds. And let that silence spread throughout your whole body. Breath comes in and out through the nose. And the eyes remain open. And the gaze cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front, or 1.5 meters. And we keep the eyes open in this way because this is a practice of wakefulness. And it's hard to be awake when your eyes are closed. However, let the eyes be very soft. And imagine that what you're looking at is coming toward you to be seen, so you can just stay here. You don't have to reach out for it with the eyes. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit, and the sit bones continue to reach down. So there's a simultaneous sense of rooting down and rising up. This way, we join heaven and earth in our own bodies. Place your attention on your breath, meaning feel that you are breathing. And let your attention come in on the inhale and flow out on the exhale. And begin again, coming in on the inhale and dissolving out on the exhale. Your mind will continue to make thoughts, no problem. And if you notice that your attention has become absorbed in thought to the point where you have totally forgotten about your breath, just let go and come back. And just imagine to your thoughts, imagine your thoughts like birds. You can probably hear right now, sometimes they squawk, sometimes it's silent, sometimes you can hardly hear them, sometimes they all seem to speak at once. It doesn't matter, because our attention is on the breath, and that tweet, tweet, tweet just keeps happening, and it's no big deal. Thank you so much for your practice.